Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 15th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI and security. AI bias. AI governance. AI and copyright. AI and security. OpenAI has presented a strategic proposal to the United States government, emphasizing the need for strict measures to maintain America's leadership in artificial intelligence. The proposal suggests that national security can justify interventions in market competition and copyright issues. OpenAI also advocates for a comprehensive export control strategy aimed not only at limiting China's access to American technology, but also at promoting the spread of democratic AI. This initiative comes with the promise of preferential access to U.S. technology as a reward. In contrast, Google calls for international collaboration, while OpenAI views AI regulations like the European AI Act as obstacles. AI bias. New AI benchmarks may assist developers in reducing biases in large language models, potentially making them fairer and less harmful. A team from Stanford University released their findings in early February on the preprint server RxIV. The research was inspired by observing numerous errors in existing AI systems. These models, which use outdated methods to tackle implicit bias, often perform well on current fairness benchmarks but still produce incorrect outputs. An example includes historically inaccurate images generated by Google Gemini, such as black Wehrmacht soldiers or U.S. founding fathers depicted without white skin. AI governance. Integrating generative AI into business processes effectively and ethically requires solid AI governance. With AI systems becoming more prevalent, managing and controlling them is crucial. AI governance includes both technical aspects and ethical guidelines with clearly defined responsibilities. In an upcoming webinar on March 18th, experts from AI consultancy Deep Content and the service Heist KI Pro will offer a concise overview of AI governance. Participants will receive practical guidance for implementing a future-proof governance structure in their companies. The webinar will cover international standards, voluntary commitments, and frameworks like the EU Commission's ethical guidelines and the OECD Principles for Trustworthy AI, with a focus on transparency, accountability, fairness, and robustness. The experts will share experiences from implementing generative AI in the Heist Group's business processes, discussing practices such as clear responsibilities, employee training, careful documentation, and regular reviews. The webinar is designed for those seeking to use AI productively in business, providing practical insights into generative AI's possibilities and limitations, with no special prior knowledge required. AI and copyright. OpenAI and Google have submitted proposals to the U.S. government, advocating for AI models to be trained on copyrighted material. OpenAI emphasizes that applying fair use protections is crucial for national security, suggesting it could help maintain the U.S.'s leadership in AI development, particularly in comparison to China. Google's proposal echoes these sentiments, highlighting that current copyright, privacy, and patent policies may hinder access to the data required for training advanced AI models. The proposals respond to the White House's request for feedback on President Donald Trump's AI action plan. Meanwhile, AI companies face accusations of using copyrighted content for training without permission. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.